In our last radio segment, we identified that Scripture does not tell us much about what Paul was thinking and feeling as the promise God made to Paul that he would go to Rome came to fruition. But what is interesting to note is that Paul entered Rome with brothers in Christ, many whom he had never met, but those he felt an instant sense of community with. Fellow believers in Christ often provide that sense of community for me too. We all desire community. We all need to belong. Oh, but how we tend to fill our need for community in so many harmful ways. Through friends who are a poor influence, drugs, alcohol, self-indulgence, fornication, materialism, to name a few. A friend was just sharing the other day about the journey of alcohol and drugs that her precious son is embarking on because he never felt that sense of acceptance and community with other believers. I have a dear friend from graduate school who admits she no longer walks with the Lord because upon moving to a new city, she did not find acceptance in a community of believers. Upon knowing that someone is a believer, I immediately feel a kinship with them through the unity we have in Jesus Christ. But I know we all don't. Tune in next time to learn three key elements of community with brothers and sisters in Christ.